Chuck Moses of the Port Townsend Record Show. Good to see you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Nice to meet you, by the way.
Or me.
I don't think I've ever seen you before in my whole life.
No.
Port Townsend Record Show is tomorrow. American Legion Hall, 209 Monroe Street. Tomorrow, Saturday, 10 to 5 o'clock. Early birds?
9 o'clock.
Oh,
they can get in early, yes.
Early birds are 9. Anybody who's not wanting to spend $5 to be an early bird, those who wish to feed early, those birds, can be there at 9 for $5. The record show, parking is free, I see. Where is free parking?
That I didn't put in there. Oh. So it's not free, you're right. You have to move your car.
All right.
So after 2 hours, but they're not metered.
Uh-huh. So it's kind of free and kind of not.
It's kind of free if you know Port Townsend, yes.
It's risky
kind of free.
Parking.
It's risky frisky, yeah.
Okay. Over 30 vendors.
30 vendors, yes. 40 tables. 8-foot tables. So over 20,000 records if you do the math. You can get about 600 records on a table.
So are these record shows something that are sweeping the nation, the world, the globe?
Some of them are as old as 40 years, 30, 40 years.
This one is 4 years old.
This is the fourth one, yes.
And is this your invention?
No, this is Jim Overly's invention. And he came up with this, and the first record show I ever did was this record show. And I brought about 4 boxes of records, which is about 200 records. And I shared it with my sister-in-law. And she sold all of her records. And I sold only a few because she had very obscure records from across the water, from Britain. And they went quick, and I sat there. But since then, I've done the record show every year, Port Townsend Record Show, and many record shows. I do about 6 or 7 a year.
So this has become something important to you.
Yes, yes. It's kind of a, according to my family, it's an obsession.
A post-retirement obsession?
Exactly.
One of those, yes. We all have.
I hope so. It's fun.
One or more.
Makes us young.
Indeed. So 30 vendors, 40 tables, I think you said.
Yes.
So lots and lots for sale, mostly obscure or mostly ordinary?
Both. So you can find a record for a dollar or you can spend a lot on a record.
How much is a lot?
Hundreds of dollars on a record. There'll be a few of those there. And sometimes the collectors, they're also the record vendors that go, they will do that. They will trade and swap. It's kind of like a fancy collector swap meet. That could happen after the show, before the show. So, yes. But the average price is probably $5 to $20 for a record. Most of them are all used. Very little new merchandise. Mostly used records.
What's a record?
Vinyl. 12-inch most of them. There's some 45s. There's some 45 record collectors. One guy that does 78s, the old stuff.
So we're not going to see a cassette?
Oh, yes. You'll see a cassette. Will. Oh, and you'll see CDs, too.
So yes. I'm curious. I can understand records being collectible. Well, because they're going to be older, and a 78 is going to be older. But do you think that CDs ever will be collectible in the way that LPs and 48s and 75s are? 78s, 45s and 78s.
The record companies are banking on a little collectability of doing really special high-end CDs. They'll do them in a way that makes them sound, they say, as good as records. I don't agree with that, but that's just my bias towards records. But they're starting to market that way, and they're adding extra tracks. They're adding extra interviews. They're like movies did. DVDs, they'd sell you a Blu-ray, a DVD, they'd add a commentary. CDs are going that route too. I have a lot of CDs for sale, but it's mainly for convenience. People want to play something in their car, they want to play something in their studio when they're outside. You can't do that easily with a record. It's just too fragile.
And there's a number of limitations for records, one being maybe 25 minutes max on a side.
Exactly, good point. I do sell some CDs of operas. Because they run all the way through, or classical music, you can do that, or Thick as a Brick, or something like that. There was one record.
So when you listen to your records at home, describe for me your sound system.
Oh, I have a pretty basic Sansui sound system, and I have a Technics turntable, and I have some speakers that I've had for my whole life. So I'm not really an audiophile. I'll replace the needle and keep, and I really fussy with my records, so I keep my records nice and clean.
No pops, no clicks.
Oh no, there's
we're
there's
going
some,
to find out soon enough.
There's some pop. Yeah, there's a very old record there. It probably has a little extra added energy in it.
So how do you screen the vendors? How do you screen what is for sale? What criteria do you use for the records, for the record sale?
Oh, that's a good question. I know all these people for the most part because I've done this for 4 or 5 years. So I've run into all these vendors before. So I kind of do know them. And you mean quality control? We don't. I mean, you know, we just, and that's what the clients, the customers do. They have to screen the records, pull them out, look at it, make sure it's in there, make sure you can play it.
The magic of the marketplace.
The magic of the marketplace, yes.
Sometimes it seems like it's black magic, but in this case it is not, right?
It is not, no.
It is not. So any notable vendors, people who go from show to show and collectors would go to a show specifically because they're there?
There is a gentleman here from Portland. I think this is his first time here. He owns a record store in Portland. His dad lives here. And I don't remember his name, but I apologize. He's going to be here. A couple record show organizers that do this in Seattle and Tacoma, they'll be here. So you go to each other's record shows, basically, as vendors.
But this is for the general public.
So oh, yes.
People, just any old soul is going to wander in and start browsing the records.
Exactly. That's where the fun is.
Will they get to listen to what they may buy before they buy?
No, that doesn't. That we're going to have DJs, though. We're going to have DJs from this radio station.
I was going to ask you about
that. I think three or four. One's, you know, something. And then a couple of DJs that will be here. Nate, who is also works at the radio station on the board, he's a DJ, and he's brought in some of his buddies.
So there'll be a sound system.
Yes. We're going to put that up in about 2 hours.
So ambiance will be whatever people choose to play.
Right, exactly. And it'll be a mix.
Except
it'll be a huge
maybe
mix.
From time to time what's being played will be something that's for sale.
I hope
so. That would be a smart move, wouldn't it?
I hope so. Well, you mean like record shows? Record stores used to do that. They'd put it on the wall and then they'd play it for you, and then that records would scoot out the door.
I remember, well, I don't know where you're from. I was raised around Seattle and was sometimes reminisce just to myself, by myself, Standard Records and Hi-Fi. You know them? On
yes.
65th? Are they still
yes.
there?
No, they were the place to go to get needles. Replacement stuff for your stereo, that was the place to go. And they knew everything. There was also Peaches. There was also, you know, a couple. Yeah, Budget Records.
Standard Records was first, though, I think.
Yes.
I think they were probably, and maybe not 78s, I bet they were 45s.
Oh, without a doubt, yes.
Mm-hmm. Sad to know they're gone.
Yes, yes.
I haven't been around that neighborhood in a long, long while. So we've established that records in all three speeds.
Yes. And cassettes and CDs.
And cassettes as well, but especially records. I mean, that
especially
is
vinyl.
The real thing here. Well, 78s aren't vinyl, though, are they? I think they're acetate.
Right.
You
that's
drop
why they're
them,
so
they
fragile.
Kaboom.
And they're on pieces. And they weigh a million. Yeah, they weigh a lot.
They weigh a great
they're
lot.
They're very fragile.
You brought some music for us.
I did.
I said, if you're a record collector, you need to bring some music for us, and you did.
Thank you.
And you're very welcome. And we're starting out with Bob Dylan. We've talked about Bob Dylan already on the show today.
Yes.
And tell me what you brought and why you chose it.
I'll artist to artist. So Bob Dylan is, and this is a very famous song by him. I had a really hard time coming up with four songs because I had to throw some people out that I went, oh my gosh, I can't do this to them. Because they're special. So I found records and songs that were really pivotal in my life. This song particularly blended a passion for words and a passion for understanding poetry. And it kicked off. And I went to college and studied English. I think Bob Dylan had a lot to do with that.
Where did you go?
I went to Spokane Falls Community College. Then I went to Eastern. So I'm a Spokane boy.
Eastern Washington fellow. Well, let's listen to Bob Dylan singing what?
Like a Rolling Stone.
Of course.
Yes.
Once upon a time you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were all. Kidding you. you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it.
It's mighty presumptuous to leave Bob Dylan in the background, isn't it? But we're going to do that for a moment here, and we're going to say that KPTZ is a co-presenter of this event.
Oh, yes, yes. The Port first off on the poster down there,
Port
yes.
Townsend Record Show. Have we ever done that before, KPTZ?
I want to say no. I don't think so. No.
Besides that, we do supply three DJs, I think. I think it's Tim Quackenbush is one, but I don't know the names of the rest of them, and I should know that.
Your new music director.
Oh, Ruby Fitch.
Ruby's going to be there, I was told.
Uh-huh. That would make a lot of sense, and that would be a delightful thing for sure.
Yeah, she knows her music for sure.
Indeed, and actually Ruby's going to be a substitute host on Tossed Salad in the month of April, her very first. I'm excited about that, too. I'm going to be a Rolling Stone, on the other hand. I'm going to roll across the mountains in the direction of your home city, but I'm going to go to the Okanagan Highlands instead. Yeah, do you know the country?
It's beautiful.
So there's also a raffle and a silent auction.
Silent auction, no raffle. The raffle's not going to happen.
So there were a few things on the website that are, in fact, fake news, huh?
Yeah, trap me there, yes. Uh-huh. That's semantics about the item. But we're going to have a silent auction. Records, we have some records, some posters. We have a stereo we're going to silent auction off. A number of items to be announced. We're still putting it together.
And we are talking about the Port Townsend Record Show, which is tomorrow at the American Legion. For those who don't have $5 or sleep in or who just want to go and hang out, 10 o'clock is the opening bell, and maybe 5 o'clock is when it closes, but maybe, who knows. And for those who wish to get a first dibs on the best of the best for a paltry $5, they can get in at 9 o'clock.
Correct. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
So record shows are fun for you.
Oh my gosh. They're so much fun.
Why?
First off, I get to know all these amazing people that have the same passion as I do for music and different kinds of music. And it gets to be kind of like a club and a brotherhood, sisterhood thing. So I'll see the same people. And I actually do a record show in Austin, Texas. I go down and have a friend that invited me, and I've gone down for 3 years. And I'll see some of the same people buying that I see as vendors here in Seattle and Oregon and such at the Austin show, because it's one of the biggest in the country. So it's very exciting to be part of that. Lots of heavy hitters and lots of people from all over the world that buy records. So it's very exciting to see that it's universal.
Do you ever buy a record and take it home and put it in the right place in your collection and realize that you'd already bought that one at the last record show you went to?
How do you know? Fortunately, I'm not the last record show, but I do definitely buy, and I'll buy a record to see if it's better than the one I have, then I'll switch it out until I find it. Like the one we just played, Bob Dylan, that's when I switched out for one that I had. Sounded better, I liked the copy better. I'm lucky because I have an Axis, so I can actually let go of one to bring a new one in. Sort of like parking cars. You have room and you have that.
You've never known a man named Dennis Flanagan, have you?
No.
He's no longer a collector, was a very active collector, lived in Tacoma, now lives in Seattle, has been on this show before. And yes, I'm the first person I've known who really was a collector and knew and worked and was online and on the telephone and so on with collectors all around the world.
Yeah, I don't do that.
It's quite a fraternity.
It is a fraternity.
Sorority? Mostly fraternity?
Mostly, yes, uh-huh. Yes, yes. But a lot of young people are buying records, which is my favorite client. Because they come in and they heard them, their grandparents or parents, they got the records through them. They're starting to buy vinyl. They like the artwork. They like to touch it. And they're walking the same path as I did, finding out which records and what music works for them. Music is sacred to me. It's like special to people. It's all very individual. But it affects people in amazing ways.
Do you play?
No. I'm a great listener, though. Uh-huh. You want to put me in the crowd because I'm like right there.
Front row.
Always. Riveted. Yes.
At home, presumably, we're talking mostly at home, but I guess in your car, but let's talk about at home. Many hours a week listening?
We only watch movies at night. We don't have any cable or anything, so I play records all day. For a record show, leading up to this, I'm playing records to see how they sound. So I'm pricing and sounding, because they can't be skipped. They can't have problems, or I can't sell them. It's just my quality control issue.
And indeed, records do have that problem sometimes.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, CDs do as well.
Not quite as bad as records, but CDs don't have the value as records do for collectability.
So you have brought more music than I have queued up.
Yes.
The second one you chose is not at all like Bob Dylan.
No, it's iconic, Miles Davis, early Miles Davis from the 50s.
And it comes from? Surrey.
From Oklahoma.
Yes,
and, Surrey with the Fringe on top.
Yes, and it's in the Oklahoma scene, it might even be considered in conflict with the Me Too movement. Because the fellow is trying to seduce the young lady in his Surrey with a fringe on top, and Miles, he leaves out the words. We just hear the trumpet, right?
Exactly.
Should we hear the trumpet?
Oh, let's hear that, yes. Perfect.
First we put Bob Dylan in the background, and now we do the same for Miles Davis.
And John Coltrane. That's really twice double up.
It's presumptuous of us, but what else can we do with 3 or 4 minutes left talking about the Port Townsend Record Show? So we talked about value, and I have in my hand the jacket for the LP we're playing right now, Steamin', with the Miles Davis Quartet, and you say there is no monetary value.
I wouldn't sell it, so it's quintet, so it's a very old 50s record with Coltrane and Paul Chambers and Philly Jones. Just an amazing
Philly
record.
Joe Jones, yeah.
Yeah, it's just amazing stuff. These people were so good at what
they did. It probably
speaks
to a time of your life.
Actually, I was 4 years old. So.
That's quite a time of your life, don't you think?
No, I found Miles Davis later on, so yes. Well, I found jazz through rock and roll.
But Oh, tell me about that.
Well, you go through, I found it through Yes, the band Yes, who I didn't get to play because of the bass line, the rhythm section, bass and drums. Bill Bruford was a great drummer and turned into jazz, kind of a crossover drummer. So I found jazz through that. And John McLaughlin, not Return to Forever, Mahavishnu Orchestra, which I also was going to bring, but that's kind of crazy. I found that way, and now I still listen to all of it.
Interesting, though, what I said about speaking to a time of your life. Mm-hmm. And there's I don't remember, that may be the issue, but a Mozart piece that I associate with heavy snowfall. And there was a heavy snowfall in Seattle in my senior year of college. And I then, it's a flute piece. I then just loved listening to that piece. And when I listen to it now, which I still do, by golly, it takes me back to my senior year of college.
And I call that music jukebox.
Okay.
Memory jukebox. People mm-hmm. will come to the store in record stores, and they'll touch a record, and I can see them hear the music. It's amazing. And then we'll talk about it, and they'll usually have an association with a concert, college, time of life, sometimes painful, sometimes memorable, but music is right there. It's like I said, it's sacred.
And you mentioned John McLaughlin and painful, and I saw him in concert. And it was painful, physically painful. My ears hurt, so much my ears hurt, that I had to leave.
Well, you went with my five friends. I drove from Spokane with five or six buddies, got to go hear this band. They all didn't talk to me for weeks afterwards. Of course, I thought it was amazing.
They couldn't hear you.
They probably couldn't hear me.
How could they possibly
me.
Talk to you if
yes.
they couldn't hear you?
And that brought me into Miles Davis and all that, yeah. you know.
Chuck Moses,
fusion.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us here.
Tell me details quickly about this record show tomorrow.
Show up early, come, visit, check out the record quality, make one pass through the record show, see what everybody's got, check out prices, ask them if, you know, we can have a deal if you buy more than five records, look for deals and look for what you're, you know, and spend some time with the vendors and come see me. I'll be at the front door and Nate will be across the way from me. And it's going to be fun. We've always had a good time at this show. Port Townsend's a special place for record people and music people. So thanks.
It certainly is. That nice to meet you. I'll see you again.